MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Sylvester, and today we've got all 4 of the Fantasy Pros analysts on: Mike Tagliere, Dan Harris, and Kyle Yates. You can follow us all on Twitter at Bobby Fantasy Pro, at Dan Harris 80, at Mike Tagliere NFL, and at Kyle Y NFL. Tags, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, dude, I am jacked up for this episode because, I mean, if you guys didn't listen to the last episode of the Fantasy Feud, you guys know I spanked Bobby, and I'm getting to take his first 2 picks in the draft, this one we're going to do, and then I also get to give away 2 picks that is going to happen very soon.
He's feeling good. He's feeling good about the win, but Dan, he did cheat, didn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't say cheating. I would say acted dishonorably. So that's really what I'm going to go with, where he essentially punted on an entire category. Really shocking when he did it, but it turned out to be the right strategy over there, and Everything worked okay.
You know, even though I'm on the losing end of this, it was genius, Tags. It was a great move, and you know what? Winners win games. You made the play. It was awesome. Congratulations. But the thing is, you're going to need those first and second round picks because I'm whooping you today. Now, Yates, you know that from the poem, Tags gets to take a first and second round pick from one of you or Dan. Do you want to make your final plea? Because I think Tags is about to announce who it's going to be.
You know what? I'm going to go down honorably if that is the case. So I'm not going to grovel. I'm not going to beg here. So I'll take whatever happens. Whatever happens, happens.
Dan, do you have anything you want to say to Tags?
No, I've just basically been preparing to lose my first 2 picks because I know that Tags is obviously a strategic fellow, as we saw with Fantasy Feud. So I think he knows that the best course of action for him, since I'm right on his heels in the competition, is to take my first 2 picks. So Tags, do what you got to do, bud.
I'm not running from you, Dan. I'm not running at all. I'm coming back to Yates, and I'm going to say Dan's going to get Yates' picks here because I'm doing this because Yates, as soon as he found out what happened in the episode yesterday, he goes, this is a bunch of crap anyways. Everybody knows that I had a better music roster than Tags, which is absolutely incorrect. And the audience disagreed. So I am going to say, like, that's what got to me. Dan's been buttering me up in our own DM chat.
That's true.
He has been talking to me. Yeah, yeah. We've been
Yates, man.
We've been doing best friend things in chat. So Yes, Dan, you are going to get the picks, buddy.
Man, I knew it. That was actually my secret strategy the entire time. Okay, I've been waiting for this. So wait. Do I get the first? Because Yates,
you get the 101.
Oh, and the 102.
Yeah.
Well, 101 and 204.
Right, but I mean, wow. I also have the second pick, so I get the first two picks
right.
in this draft.
That is so ridiculous.
You and I are getting four of the first eight picks.
Oh, man,
you know
I don't
what?
Know.
If you guys don't like the, if you're listening to this and you don't like the system, first of all, let me explain what's going on. I probably should have done this right at the start. We're doing a sports movie draft. We've been doing a draft-a-thon, is that what it's called? Where we're going through like 8, 12 drafts or something like that, the four fantasy analysts. And so far, what have we done, guys?
Well, we're keeping score throughout the entire thing, too. That's important to know. Like, throughout the entire thing, and that's what Dan was talking about, the score. But what have we done so far? We did movie franchises. We did a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we
Television shows.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, we did all three of those things. Right now, Tags is in first place, barely over Dan. Yates and I are bringing up the rear. I'm in third, barely over Yates. But it's just going to get separated even more. Because Yates and I don't have first or second round picks. Yates, what were you going to take at 1-1? Actually, you know what? I mean, it's not going to make it back to you in the third round, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say.
But okay. He does want to say that he's angry right now.
Just to be clear, the idea that Yates's pick would somehow influence what we're going to do at this stage, I mean,
that's true.
You could say, Yates, go ahead. We've all been studying for this for weeks, obviously. Or, I mean, I have at least. So I think we're good to go. You could say what your number one pick would have been.
I would have been taking Rocky.
Well, that is the correct 101 pick, and that will be mine if you want to get this started. That is my pick. Rocky is my pick. Look, there's a lot of strategic thought that needs to go into this because as we've kind of been floating around, sports movies get a little light when you get to our final category because this is broken down, right? Pre-1990, 1990 to 2005. 2006 to the present, and then
three flex spots. Yeah,
and then 2006 to the present is abysmal. It is really, really terrible. So there aren't great movies. The best is pre-1990, but either way, I've got to take Rocky because it is the greatest sports movie of all time. Best Picture, of course, 1976. Roger Ebert famously said that Stallone was the next Marlon Brando, and he missed a little bit on that one. So that is the number one pick, so I'm going to take it. I'm going to do a little curveball with my number two, and this is with position scarcity. All right, this is what we're talking about. 2006 to the present, there is a dearth of really good sports movies. And this one, frankly, I've heard a lot of back and forth about. I know not that many people love it. But for my second pick, I'm going to take Moneyball, which is the story of Billy Beane and the Oakland A's. The book is better. I completely agree. But in the end, there are just not that many great movies going on once you get to 2006. So for my second pick, I'm going to take Moneyball.
Tags, I want your analysis on the Rocky pick. Is that what you would have taken 1-1?
Rocky was my number two pick, actually. But so it's not bad because he had the first two picks, so he could have gone either way. But the Moneyball pick, I think that's a reach.
It's terrible.
It's a curveball. It's a curveball.
Huge baseball fan, and that movie sucks.
Okay.
It's not even a true story, man.
Let's walk it back for a second, okay? The movie doesn't suck in any way, shape, or form. Is the book much better? Absolutely.
No, the story doesn't suck. The movie was not great.
Well, the story sucks because it's not true. They had the three greatest starting pitchers in the American League, and they didn't talk about one of those guys in the movie. They had the American League MVP. They didn't talk about Miguel Tejada. They talked about Scott Hatterberg. Get out of here. That movie's not a true story. And if it's not a true story, then the movie wasn't good enough to be picked in this draft, let alone second overall, Dan.
All right, let's break down several of these things very quickly because I know we don't want to spend the entire podcast on Moneyball. You could criticize me for taking it as the second pick.
Oh, I will.
I have been, obviously. But number one, there is a difference, Bobby, between, quote, not a true story and artistic license, okay? This is what it was. It was about the exact season. I think it was 2000. Which season was it, actually? Was it 2001, 2002? I can't remember exactly which one it was. But, yes, they talked about Scott Hatterberg, but that was also part of the book. Yes, they didn't happen to mention the fact that they had Miguel Tejada, and they had Mark Mulder and Tim Hudson and Barry Keoghan. Of course they didn't talk about it, but that really doesn't have anything to do with the whole Moneyball philosophy. So,
sure.
Yes, I get it. It was a very good movie. Also, not that this matters. Nominated for Best Picture. Brad Pitt, also very good. Nominated for Best Actor. It's a very solid movie. And again, what we're going to do here at the end is take a look at everybody's roster from 2006 to the
present. Right.
And we're going to see where we end up with it, because it is abysmal once you get to that point. So I'm going to take Moneyball. I like it. It is not the second best sports movie of all time. Let's make that clear. But I'm taking it. I feel fine about it.
Yates, right. I don't want to hear you in the background disagreeing with Harris, because we need to work together to take Harris and Tags down.
Oh, no,
this is you and me against the world, buddy.
No, I completely agree. Moneyball, I've watched about 20 minutes of that movie and I turned it off.
Yeah, baby.
Because it's that bad.
To be clear, Yates and Tags, Moneyball is about this sport. It's called baseball. I understand that there is nothing outside of football for you guys, but it's this whole other sport. Yet, so you were watching it and you were like, I don't understand. Why aren't they wearing helmets? Where are the passes? What's going on?
Right. Yep.
It's actually a baseball. It's a whole different sport. Yeah, it's a whole different sport.
You're such a jerk.
All right, Tags, it's you for four picks.
All right, so this would have been my 101. It's Caddyshack. I'm taking 1980.
Really?
Love Caddyshack. It's a movie that has, like, it goes through generations, and it only gets better as you get older. Such a good movie. I am going to head back to the present conversation, because obviously Dan was hitting on that, and that we don't have very many of those. So I'm going to take two movies here that both took place 2006 or later. Talladega Nights.
Yeah, good pick, man.
As well as Creed. Movie.
Creed was good. Creed was the other one that was under consideration for that. Very good.
So I'm taking those, and the last pick. This one's really tough.
Hold on a second. Hold on, just one freaking second. All right, Tags.
All right.
This is really important. I want to bargain my way into a supplemental first round draft
every time.
Oh,
because I really think that perhaps I could embarrass myself enough that you guys would be willing to let me do a first-round draft pick here.
Well, how are you?
Fifth overall.
I want to know what you're going to do here.
Well, you see, I am sitting here with a bottle of Cholula. I'm sitting here with a bottle of Arizona Gunslinger jalapeno pepper sauce.
Oh, my
word.
And
a bottle of sriracha. I am willing to put a full tablespoon of any of these hot sauces in my mouth, swallow it, and not take a drink the rest of the podcast if you three are all willing to give me a fifth overall pick.
So wait, you said sriracha. What were the other ones?
Sriracha, Arizona Gunslinger. It's a jalapeno-based sauce. And Cholula.
Those are all weak hot sauces, though.
Srirachas?
Yeah, those are weak. Those are like,
I didn't bring down the Malaguita pepper hot sauce or the habanero hot sauce. I wasn't risking dying here on the podcast.
What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, Tex, you're in the lead. So, I feel like you should be able to get the final choice. I mean, whatever. I feel like I almost feel bad for Bobby at this point, because
I do too.
Without his first two round picks, I'm a little worried about him. So
I don't pick until number 12 overall, guys.
Do we notice that no one's talking about Yates, feeling bad for Yates? He's just kind of sitting back
seriously.
In the corner and like, wait, I don't have picks either, guys.
Yates gets pick number 9, man. I have to wait till pick 12.
That's true. He has to wait all the way to come all the way back
around.
That
is true.
That is true.
All right, Bobby, go ahead.
Oh, my
word.
Do what
you were going to do. I'm okay with it. And let's do the...
Are you okay with it, Yates?
I mean, it's not my pick.
All three of you have to agree.
It's not my pick either, though. He's doing it for a conditional. Like, you know, we have the supplemental picks at the end of the second or third round in the NFL.
Nobody's losing a pick. He just gets an extra one.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, go ahead and die.
All right, what hot sauce do you guys
pick?
All
right, pick? So a sriracha would probably be the one, I guess, but it's still a weak hot sauce. But either way, just do it.
Sriracha is actually the hottest of these three. I was really hoping you would go with the other ones.
I know some hot sauces. I know sriracha is something that you can put on tacos and be completely fine.
I'm moving the mic down so you guys can watch this.
I don't want to watch this.
No.
I have a heaping spoon of sriracha hot sauce, no water. Here we go.
What if he's, like, faking us all out
right now? Exactly.
You know, no, hold on. Bobby has done that before. He has actually backed out on a bet of mine. I actually dumped a shake over the top of my head, and Bobby was supposed to be doing something while I did that, and Bobby did not do it.
Winners make plays, man.
Oh, here we go again.
That is fairly hot without any water. However, I'm going to tough it out, and now that I have the fifth overall pick, I'm going to put this down right now in the draft board. as my 12th pick, since that's what I'm giving up. I'm taking the best movie that's ever been made. Best sports movie that's ever been made. It's Remember the Titans.
Oh, damn. I didn't think you'd be taking that one, but that was my number one inside of that era. That was actually going to be my next pick.
And that movie was from the 1990 to 2005 era, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, it was made in 2000, and I'm going to win the draft now, so thank you for that. In fact, if you guys want to give me a second pick, a second supplemental pick,
no,
I'll do it again.
No.
I think we're good.
Tag, shut that down real quick.
Yeah, now that you took an actual good movie, no.
Hold on, one sec, before we go, Bobby, out of curiosity, name me an actor in Remember the Titans without looking it up.
Well, how would I know any actor names, man? What do you think I am?
Like, name me a character in Remember the Titans.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fair. That's what I may make you do before every pick.
Sunshine.
I have not seen the first overall pick in this draft or the third overall pick in this draft.
So good.
Wait. You've never seen Caddyshack? It's like Rocky, I know, because you're Bobby Sylvester, and we've talked about that numerous times. But Caddyshack?
When was Caddyshack made? 1980? You know what else was made in the 1980s? The worst comedy movie that has ever been made, Airplane. I sat through the entire movie Airplane because I heard it was so funny, and it was the worst. I'm never watching a comedy from the 80s again, ever.
So I really think that I can't be on podcasts or videos with Bobby anymore, because every time we do, I just lose more and more respect for him, and we're getting to the point where I don't have much left to lose. So I don't know if we can go to negative or anything like that. I'm glad Airplane's not a sports movie, because otherwise this would have been your favorite.
You liked that movie?
Oh, my God.
Wow, you are showing how old you are.
I am old, but I lean into it. I lean into it. I am old. I don't mind. My next pick is probably going to be pretty old, and you're probably going to be like, what is that? But it's a great movie. But anyway, it's fine.
I know exactly what you're picking. I watched it last night, and it was not funny.
Let's just say he disagrees.
All right, Yates, what do you think about Remember the Titans? Great pick, right?
Oh, that was going to be my 101 if we were doing just like no eras. Like, that would have been my 101 pick.
Yes. Thank you. If there were no eras, Remember the Titans would definitely be a top three movie.
That's such a good movie. Yes. And it's one that I definitely need to watch again soon.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for a while.
I need to see it. I've heard it's really good, but I'm just kidding. I've seen it like four times. I love the movie. Tags, it's your pick for number six overall, because I had the supplemental first.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and close down my 2006 to present, and I'm gonna make you guys chase those, because there's very few that I liked from that the era. I'm gonna take Ford versus Ferrari.
Also good.
That's a sports movie?
It is such a fan. Yeah, it's racing, dude. It's such a fan. And if you haven't seen that movie,
Talladega Nights is a sports movie. If Talladega Nights is a sports movie, then Ford versus Ferrari.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah, Talladega Nights, Ford versus Ferrari was fantastic. Such a good movie. So Dan is back on the clock, right?
Yeah, I'm back on the clock. See, this is tough, because for me, there is there's a great sports movie. And, I try to play the game. I try to think of what our readers and listeners might like. But in the end, I'm just going with where I need to go. And I'm going to go with another movie that's going to show my age. And that's going to be Raging Bull. And that is the true story.
What is that?
What? De Niro, dude.
I've seriously never even heard of this movie.
Wow. God. Because it's from 1980, Bobby, so like 15 years before you were born. It's this true story of Jake LaMotta. It's a boxing movie. It's one of the great all-time movies. It's one of the great all-time performances. Raging Bull is one of the best sports movies, if not the best sports movie of all time. And this is what I'm saying. People might look at this and say, what? Exactly like you guys are. But if I'm going for actual quality, I've got to do it. So Raging Bull, my second round or third round, or I don't know where we are right now with the extra pick.
Yeah.
But I'm taking that.
Wow.
I like Raging Bull. I think you could have waited amongst the crowd we're in, but Raging Bull is a classic.
It's probably true. But again, it's rare. Look, I've got Rocky and I've got Raging Bull. I've got actual quality movies that aren't just, sports movies necessarily. They go beyond that. So for me, I'm going to take it. Now, do I get Yates' next pick?
You do, man. Yeah, Yates, you've got some great movies still available to you, buddy.
Yeah,
I do.
There's a million.
You know what?
But Dan's about to pick one of them.
Hold on. Can I take this back? Can I say that I wish to split them? I gave Dan Yates' first pick. And so I think it's only fair that I say, let's split them up. So Harris already got an advantage here. Let's split it up. Yates has been he's actually been good throughout the show. And he's been sitting there quietly, taking it all in stride. I feel like I want to give this one back to Yates.
Okay. So are you giving like Dan's second round pick to Yates too? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. It's just, it's basically going to be at the end how it would have been. So Yates still lost his first round pick. That's damaging. Like he just lost Rocky or Remember the Titans basically.
Tags feels like such a jerk that what he's trying to do right like now being a is jerk. He's trying to pander to all the people listening.
I was gifted that.
And make
I
them
was...
think, oh, Tags has a big heart. I'll still vote for Tags even though he has four of the
hold
top
on.
Seven picks.
I was actually gifted that pick. I didn't ask for those first round picks. Like that was part of the game that we did with Fantasy Feud that I had no idea about. None.
And you still did not do well with them. I mean, you went to Caddyshack, Talladega Nights, Creed, Ford, and Ferrari. My one pick beats all four of yours combined.
What are you
everybody
talking
listening
about?
Knows that.
Oh my goodness, Bob. I can't wait to see your 90s movies or your 2006 and up movies. Can't wait.
Well, I just found out that my top 2006 and up movie was made in 1999, so I'm in big trouble. Yates, you got two picks in a row here. What are you going with?
Okay, so finally I get to make a pick and I get to talk. Dear goodness.
yeah.
So, but I wanted to say this earlier and I didn't get the chance. So I wasn't on last podcast, right? I wasn't on the last podcast with Fantasy Feud. I was in timeout apparently, and we're the 10-year-olds apparently going hang out looking at you, Dan Harris. So, but I have a question. I have a question. Who the hell listens to Mandy Moore to get amped up for
a
contest?
Thank you.
Dude, I came up with the most random name.
He's so
lying. I don't
lying.
Know any Mandy.
Okay,
Mandy
so here's
Moore
the
songs.
Thing. So I was listening to the podcast back, and immediately the first thing that came to my mind is, do you guys remember the scene in Parks and Recreation where Leslie is getting like amped up for her big debate, the city council debate?
Sure.
And she's like in her, she's got her iPod headphones in, and she's like punching the air, like, like do it, fierce, power. And then she takes out the headphones, and it's like Sarah McLachlan. Like, that's what I was picturing with Bobby, except like you take it out, and he's listening like, I see the light from Tangled, or something like that. You're like,
that sounds like Bobby, 100%. And then he'd blame his kids for it.
I don't think it's called I See the Light. I think it's called, I mean, there's a lot of.
You want to bet?
He's outing himself as someone who loves Tangled songs.
Of course I do. It's a good movie. But I'm not saying that I listen to it to get amped up.
Is that what you're taking here? Is it a sports movie?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to try to wrangle that to be a sports movie. Okay. Anyway, so here at the two, whatever pick we're at, I'm looking at the 2006 to present category. Tags has really dried that up. So, but there's a really, really good movie that's still on the board, and I'm going to take 42, the Jackie Robinson Story.
Oh man, that's the last one that was on my board. I'm going to have to scramble during this podcast, man.
So 42 was made in 2013. Phenomenal movie. I'm going to take it here. And then I'm going to come back around, and I'm going to get, in the third round, I'm going to get my actual favorite movie. This is my all-time favorite movie. I'm going to get Miracle, the 1980
come
U.S.
on.
Hockey.
Come on.
A lot of people that like that one.
That is by far my favorite movie of all time.
It's fine.
I grew up a huge hockey fan, so I will take that here in the third round.
I grew up a big America fan, so I'm kind of fond of the pick, but the movie's just okay.
Incorrect. The movie
no, movie's really good.
The movie is phenomenal. I just watched it with my kids. They loved it. You know, Kurt Russell, I love it when actors are also real athletes, right? Like Kurt Russell, I think he might have been a minor league either baseball player or something like that, but he can clearly skate. He had the Minnesota accent perfectly down for the coach. So that is a great pick. I thought I was going to be able to slip that one through, but that's very solid. All right, so that was your next pick. All right, I'm going to go into the same era. There's a lot of movies here, but I'm going to pick one of my personal favorites, and that's Rudy, the movie about...
Oh, another bad one.
Rudy. Oh, man. See, here's the thing. When Bobby insults my pick,
right,
it just makes me feel better about everything, no matter what he says.
Everybody listening at home knows that this movie is the most overrated sports movie.
Oh, my God.
There's like 4 minutes of sports in it, man. It's just a drama about whatever.
Bobby,
you
want to
call it not
story.
A sports movie?
Just bury yourself.
Here's the deal. And by the way, we haven't gotten into this, but we can define what makes an actual sports movie, right? And for me, it's when sort of the climax of the movie is something about sports. That's really essentially what defines it. And for Rudy, the climax of it is when he gets on the field, and in the last play that he finally gets on the field and he makes that sack and he's carried off. It's about sports. It's a great uplifting movie. Bobby, you're like, I kind of like America with Miracle, and I hate underdog
no,
stories.
No, I love so America, dude.
Well, you were like, I used to like America, so it was good with like 1980s and stuff like that, even though that's like, what, again, 15 years before you were born or something like that. I get that you don't like anything that happens before the 1990s or something like that. But, you know, yeah, I'm going a little older school right now. Rudy is definitely my third round pick. I feel totally good about it. Let's move.
So let's recap. Pre-1990, Dan already has his whole category filled out. Rocky, Raging Bull, which I've never heard of, and Rudy, which is super overrated.
Rudy is not pre-1990. It's not about when the things in the movie happen. It's about when the movie comes out, Bobby.
1993 for that one.
Yeah, so we're in the 1990.
I just assumed, man.
I get it. I get it, because you probably don't know what Rudy is anyway, so it's fine, which is the big deal. But look, this is fine. Everybody's got, you know, the one thing I've noticed, so by the way, which is what I'll say, in almost all of our drafts, the voting is really split, if you notice. It's rare that somebody gets less than 20% or something like that. So look, we all have different. Either way, whatever. Let's keep going.
Except Bobby, the first
I'm
draft.
I'm nervous Tags is actually going to pick a good movie. I mean, Yates picked pretty good movies. I'm nervous Tags is actually going to pick like the number two movie on my board.
Yeah, Yates was trying to say it, but Yates is Bobby's TV show draft. I think that got maybe sub 10%.
He got like 9% or something.
Yeah,
like
that was bad. That was bad, that to was, be fair.
If you round it up, it was double digits.
Rounded right, up by so, a couple.
I'm going to go with a 1980 or below here, or 1995 or below, and I'm going to take Major League.
Okay.
Major League is it's one of those movies you can't talk about sports movies and not bring that one up. So that's where I'm going.
It was on the top 10 of my big board.
Okay. Real quick clarifying question.
Go ahead.
Clarifying question. This is not taking, like, if you take
you don't
one
take
of
the series,
that,
you're taking the one
okay,
movie.
Thank you. Correct. Thank you.
Correct. Yes. It's not franchises, individual sports movies. If you had to take the whole franchise, Major League drops about 40 spots.
Dan took Rocky, and you could take Rocky 5 if you want it. No one's going to yell at you.
Bobby, Rocky 5 is the best one.
It is.
You should take that one.
No, I'm taking Hoosiers. Duh.
Yeah, that is a good pick. That is a very, very good pick, Bobby. I will admit that. That was high on my board.
What were you guys doing? I got the number one and two picks on my board.
Bobby, Hoosiers was like in my, so this is like, I'm not even kidding. This is my pre 1990 board. I think it's like 12th.
Ooh. It's an incredible movie. Tags, you were outing yourself as someone who doesn't deserve to be taken seriously.
I mean, it is what it is.
I'll be honest. I want to give Bobby some credit because I've been dumping on him for a while. It's high on my list. It was third on my pre-1990 list. So I think it's a quality pick. Bobby, it's also, by the way, about basketball. You should see it one day because I'm sure you have no idea what it is. You just have a list of best sports movies and are trying to go through it. But you
Me?
Should watch it one day.
No, yeah. I've seen Hoosiers at least 15 times. Like, I don't like most movies. I love sports movies, man.
Bobby, who stars in Hoosiers?
I don't know his name. Hackman? Right. Gene Hackman?
Okay. All right. Look, I got to be honest. You're coming
through. The guy
through.
Who plays, what's his name? Jimmy? His first name is Maris.
Look, you got Gene Hackman, man. You're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's a great movie. Now, I'm having a really hard time between my next three. It's just what might last to me. And since you guys are picking bad movies, they probably all will. I'm going to go with Sandlot here for my next pick.
Oh, that's the one I was debating.
Also a good pick.
Yes,
also
that's a good pick. That is a good pick.
Also a good pick.
Bobby, you also passed. You don't have any 2006 to present movies. Your category.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait till the very end because I still need to figure out what movies were made after them because I don't have any options.
All right. Well, you made my choice. I was debating The Sandlot and Happy Gilmore. I am taking Happy Gilmore.
Oh, man. That was the other one. Ah, good pick.
Also very good. All right. These are good
Yates,
picks.
Can we get some commentary from you, buddy? What do you think? Sandlot, Hoosiers, Happy Gilmore. How do you feel about
Happy
these
Gilmore.
Three?
I'm not the biggest Happy Gilmore fan, actually. I really did not enjoy that movie. Sandlot is a good movie. It's a good pick. Hoosiers was a really good pick, and I had that pretty high on my board. So
you're smart.
Yeah, I'll give you credit there.
All right. So you went with Happy Gilmore. I agree. I think that was a great pick, Dags. And Major League, your corner in the you went Caddyshack as well, Talladega Nights. You've got all the comedy movies. Harris, what movie that I've never heard of are you picking?
Yeah, again, we are going to go with something that's more in the Oscar-nominated realm. This is, again, more of a position.
So clever.
a position scarcity pick.
I know where you're going.
All right, you want to call it? Oh, no, you should save it, Tex, because it might not be one.
I'll tell you if it's right or not.
All right, I'm going to go with The Fighter.
Nope.
I don't know if you had that one, Tex.
It was not.
The Fighter is another boxing movie, which is basically where I'm going. I do love boxing, but it's about Irish Mickey Ward. Great performances, Christian Bale, Mark Wahlberg. It's a great movie, Bobby. I know you've never seen it. It is 2006 to present, Bobby, just to be clear. The Fighter.
Okay. I'm writing it down on the board, and I'm not taking it off my list because it's not there.
I assumed it wasn't. It is past 2006. So go ahead, Yates. You're up for two.
When you Google sports movies, this one comes up in it. So I'm taking The Karate Kid.
Huh. Yeah, I agree. I was going to draft it, even though I've never seen it.
You have to specify which one.
1984.
Okay.
So pre-1990.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
I think that's going to be a serious vote getter.
Karate Kid's kind of my jam. But it's, you know, I guess it's a sport movie, right? Is karate a sport?
Based on your definition, Dan, let's revisit the previous text, that the movie needs to end in some sort of climax with a sports, you know, finish or however you
martial
phrased it.
Martial arts is a sport.
Right.
Yeah.
The question is not whether or not the movie revolves around karate. That is fine. It is whether karate is a sport. And my question. But it doesn't matter, Yates. I'm going to give it to you.
Please continue to refer to karate as karate.
I really
enjoyed that.
It makes me sound more sophisticated if I do it that way. But, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, my word. Okay. So 2006, I'm going to go. So this movie itself, I need to preface this. This movie itself is not realistic in any way, shape, or form. However, it
Draft
is one that day. I watch every single year on the first night or the first day of the NFL draft, draft day 2014. I will take it here. It's a good movie. It's one that I have watched every single year for the past few years. Again, not very realistic, but hey, Vontae Mack, no matter what.
You know what? Yates, I'm going to applaud you right now. This is me applauding you, and you're going to get crap for it.
I'm going to fight him.
No. I'm not kidding. People hate this movie for whatever reason.
Oh, they do.
So my take on movies and music or whatever, I believe your mood has a lot to do with things. And like when you go into a movie with a negative mindset, like a lot of guys that do that, they're like, oh, this movie's stupid. No, if you enjoy it for what it is, understand that it's not realistic, but it's all about the idea, like it's giving hope. I don't know how else to put this. Like, if you go in with a negative mindset and think this movie's going to suck, you're going to come away with reasons thinking it sucks. I go into movies like with high hopes, like thinking, okay, it's going to be good. And I understand it's a movie. This is not a real situation. I actually enjoyed the film. It's not one of my favorites, but I applaud you for taking it.
I was so excited to watch this freaking movie, and it sucked. Oh, it was so horrible. He would have got fired on the spot like 4 times. All the GMs would have got fired for passing on that quarterback. Dan, you're with me, aren't you?
I am, actually.
Yeah, baby.
I hate the movie, but I'll
never watch it again.
I don't hate the pick. Here's the deal. If you can fill out your 2006 to present with actual movies, I think you're doing okay, because it is bereft of anything remotely watchable. So I have no real problem.
Oh, wait, draft day was 2014. That changes my mind a little bit.
As long as it's 2006 to the present, I'm not gonna tank, you know, any pick is fine.
It's very important that you mention that, Dan, because again, we were talking about it, 2006 to present, it dries up real quick. It's like real bad.
That's why I went with Moneyball so early. So that's where I was with that. All right, I'm going to go, I'm going back older. One of my favorite movies, if you go on my page, actually, on Fantasy Pros, when I started as a volunteer news desk correspondent, so I have a page and it says, what's your favorite sports movie, I believe. Mine is listed as Bull Durham, which is what I'm going to go with, pre-1990. I know a lot of my friends give me a little bit of crap about it because it's a romantic comedy. But again, for minor league baseball players, like that, you know, part of the movie really simulates what minor league baseball was kind of like, the traveling on buses, the getting cut, everything like that. It's one of my favorite movies. Again, another actor, Kevin Costner, who's got, you know, a ton of athletic skills. He hits from both sides of the plate really well. So I'm going to round out. I believe that is my final pick of the pre-1990, but I will add in Bull Durham for my 5th round pick, I believe.
All right. I like that pick, Dan. That's your first pick that I'm pretty fond of. Not that I, you know, get to decide what's a good pick or whatever. I'm just commenting.
And I'm very glad about that.
Tags, what are you going with, man? I've got 2 of my 3 still left. Don't take one.
All right. So I am going to take, as you've mentioned, I've gone with a lot of comedies, and I do need to even it out a little bit. Ford versus Ferrari was definitely not a comedy, but I'm going to take Million Dollar Baby because it's that's one of the best movies, like not just sports movies. It's a great movie. Inspirational one. So I'm gonna take Million Dollar Baby.
Overrated.
Disagree.
Never seen it. What time is it from?
This is 2004.
All right.
Yeah, 1990.
Wait, explain why you think it's overrated.
I mean, I think it's fine. It's a good movie. It's enjoyable to watch for the first hour and 40 minutes before the last half hour of it, which, you know, I won't talk about it that much. So since Bobby hasn't seen it, maybe our listeners, I just didn't feel like it was, because when it came out and it was this huge thing and it was nominated for Best Picture, it was an exciting, you know, everybody was really up about it. Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman was great in it. Hilary Swank's great. But I didn't, especially with the way it kind of went and ended and everything like that. I don't know. I just didn't leave the theater feeling.
Yates, where are you at on this one, man?
I actually haven't seen the movie, so I'm going to refrain from commentary.
Huh. All right. Well, that was a really poor discussion of the movie. My bad.
Bobby put in $1 million day, so I'm guessing he hasn't seen it either.
No, Bobby obviously has it.
$1 million day? Yeah, that's not what it's called. Sorry,
$1 million baby.
Okay. You guys seriously let four of my top five picks drop to me. I'm taking The Longest Yard and I'm taking Friday Night Lights.
Hold on a second. Which Longest Yard?
I like them both. I like the newer one better, but I feel like The Longest Yard, the old one, is more of a classic. So I'm going to take the old Longest Yard.
Okay. And that's a fine pick.
When was that made?
1974.
Okay.
So Bobby still has no 2006 at present.
I mean, you guys already have all yours, so I'm just going to wait till the very end. So I took The Longest Yard and I took Friday Night Lights, which was like all these sports movies were made in 2004 and 2005. They just missed the last category.
So Friday Night Lights, the TV show, is a hell of a lot better than the movie.
Oh, yeah, completely.
The movie was still good, though, too.
Eh, it was all right. I thought the TV show was awesome. Like, I really did enjoy that TV show quite a bit.
All right, we are back to tags.
All right, so let's see. I have 2006 present filled out. I have one left in each of the 1990 previous and the 1991 to 2005. All right, let's see. Ooh, this one's tough. This one's really tough. I could really screw you guys.
And just take another 2006 movie?
I actually think I am. I think I'm going to take Creed 2.
Dang it.
Yep. Like that. You guys let it pass way too long. Like, honestly, yep. I debated Creed 2 over Creed 1. But it's the original. But Creed 2 is fantastic. So
this is really interesting. This is some good strategy, because Tags, you had all of your 2006 to the present filled out already, right? And you're going with another one to fill your flex. Now, if you're gonna look at all the remaining movies, I don't think you'd put. Maybe you would. I don't think you'd put Creed 2 as like your next best pick. Would it be?
I don't think it. No, it wouldn't be my next best pick. It's more. This is more strategy, because there's plenty of movies that I have from 1990 and below and 91 to 2005. But it's more about like, I'm not. You know that game where people play. Like, it's almost like we could use quarterbacks in our flex if we want to. And Yates and Bobby were like, whatever, I'll just pick these up when they're in, because they're just gonna keep passing on them. And it's like, you're leaving one of the top movies there, because there's only so many that we can go with. So it's like, if you guys are gonna leave Creed 2, I'm not gonna let you pump up the bottom your roster because of that. So I'm just gonna fill my super flex.
It's a smart move.
I have no problem with it.
I think it's fine. I wasn't gonna draft it anyway, but.
It's because Bobby didn't know the movie existed.
Makes sense. Honestly, I saw Creed 2. I've just been looking through sports movies, 2007, sports movies, 2008. As the whole podcast has been going on, I saw Creed 2 and I was like, oh, that was already picked. I didn't know. So I wasn't going to pick it. That's why, Dan, you're up, and then we'll get to Yates for the turn.
All right. Well, this is getting tough here in terms of exactly how I want to space out my team, but I think I'm going to go with a movie. It's not the best sports movie of all time, but it's a movie that I watch every single time it comes on the TV, and that's White Men Can't Jump.
Good movie.
Which is, of course, Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson. You know, and again, I talk about when I really enjoy when actors are actually athletes. It's very clear that Wesley Snipes had probably never picked up a basketball before he played in that game, but in that movie. But he's athletic. I really enjoy it. And I'm going to put that in. That is between 1990 and 2005.
All right, Yates, what are you going with, buddy?
All right, I really, really need to close out the 2006 to present category. So I am going to go with Invictus, which is 2009, Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. I will take that. And then I will come back with, let's go Field of Dreams, 1989.
Also very good.
My friend Jen Piacenti is going to be very mad at me for saying this, but that movie's not very good in my mind. Tags, what do you think, dude?
I don't mind that movie. I think it's a fine movie. Like Kevin Costner, they kind of blend together at some point, but Field of Dreams, it's a good baseball movie. I mean,
it's a father-son story, right? Like
it
that,
is.
That part of it's good. As far as the sports part of it goes,
Bobby, Field of Dreams goes in my pre-1990, not my flex.
My bad. I don't know what I'm thinking.
I just think you've never heard of any of these movies, so you have no idea what year they're from, so you just put them in flex.
I've seen sports movies. When you guys are busy watching like these weird movies that I've never heard of, I've been watching sports movies the whole time. I've seen all these movies 80 times, man.
Okay. All right. I don't believe Except any Rocky. Of that, but I,
same.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of that.
Right.
And Bobby's killed the 91 to 2005 range with Remember the Titans, Sandlot, and Friday Night Lights, but outside of that, your roster's terrible, dude.
Dude, I got Hoosiers in the longest yard. What are you talking about?
It's terrible.
I am going to get at least 50%
Just
of the
wait
vote.
Until you see your 2006 and present movies.
It's fine. I've got some movies in there.
All right.
Yeah.
And so Harris is back on the clock in the seventh round.
Oh, boy. This is, I'm really trying to look at 2006 to the present here because I got to imagine that Bobby's going to be going back to back with him. When he gets up
I'm telling you right now, I'm not picking him until the final three rounds. Dan, if you just want to wait until round 10, go for it.
Well, I've got three movies that I can probably name before we get there. So I'm going to go with a personal favorite here, and that is from 1990 to 2005. I'm going to go with A League of Their Own.
Yeah, good one, man.
About the women playing baseball during World War II. It's, again, it was one of these movies where the way I kind of like to judge a movie is if I'm randomly flipping around at 9 o'clock at night and it comes on, will I sit there and watch it? And that's a movie that I watch. And, you know, I was probably 12 when it came out. So it means a lot to me for my youth. So I'm going to round out my 1990 to 2005 category with that movie.
You're on fire, dude. Lots of good picks in a row. Tags, what are you going with here in the seventh round?
All right. I am going to go with the Bad News Bears from 1976.
Also a good pick.
That was a staple for me growing up. I watched that movie a ton growing up. The remake was terrible. Didn't really enjoy that one. Boilermaker, there's only one guy that could play that role, let's be honest. So I'm going Bad News Bears.
It's a solid pick. It's definitely a solid pick.
So I lied to Dan. I said I wasn't going to take any. I'm just kidding. I'm just waiting.
Hey, you can take whatever you want, man. I've got three movies.
Here's what I'm going to do, guys, okay? It's just time to do it. I thought about picking this in the third round, but then four of my top five picks dropped. So this is actually the greatest sports movie that's ever been made. Now, you guys haven't picked it because you don't realize it's a sports movie, but let's think about this, okay? What is a sport? A sport has a general manager that assembles a team. It's got a coach that trains up your team. It's got, you know, it's got people who are watching it in a coliseum or a stadium. It's got people who are, you know, betting on the sport.
Are you
going to
pick rollerball or something?
Oh, no. It's got different positions. You know, they go out, the coaches go out and they scout these players to see.
He has to explain it this much. This is going to be terrible.
No, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And I already clarified with James. This counts as a sports movie as long as people realize, hey, I picked it. It's up to you to vote on it if you think it's a sports movie. Now, you guys might not have realized it's a sports movie, but Gladiator is the classic sports movie. Did you say that?
I called it. I said. I was like, is he going Gladiator?
I'm going Gladiator, man. They had all these different positions based on your skill set. And they would train you up. They would scout you and everything. It was a sport. It was the first football. I'm taking Gladiator, baby.
I'll allow it, even though it's not the best Gladiator that was ever made.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You could have gone with original Gladiator. That's right.
I'm going with 2000 Gladiator with Russell Crowe.
Yeah. We got it. We got it. We understand. I don't think it's a sports movie. I don't care. I will allow it, certainly, and especially if you cleared it with the person who wrote the rules, and I think our you know, subscribers are going to see right through it. Like they usually do when you try to pull a fast one on us.
I'm not trying to pull a fast one, man. I'm saying it's a sports movie.
No, you're right. Most sports movies are things that you need to clarify with a 4-minute presentation before you pick them to make sure that everybody knows it's a sports movie. So
right.
And then I'm going with the original Mighty Ducks. The first Mighty Ducks.
That's fine.
It's a good movie.
That's fine.
And that's in my flex as well.
And Bobby still has no 2006 at present.
I know.
This is so good.
Fascinating.
So good. Dan and Gates, I'm hoping that you guys take something from that period just so you can like literally screw them over. I might do it next time. but this time I'm going to take a movie that I really didn't think it would be on the board until now, but I'm going to go Dodgeball.
Oh, Tags. You're killing
from
me.
2004.
That was my pick.
Yeah,
that was my pick.
You guys, this That's roster is ridiculous.
That was like the first snipe there's been the whole draft.
Yeah, that was a good one. That definitely is a sports movie. That's a good one. And now I've got to regroup.
Dan's on tilt.
Yeah, I am on tilt. I've been on tilt this entire time. unfortunately, for my roster, I really wanted to lighten it up a little bit with a comedy that was coming in here. So I'll tell you what. I'll go with something that's also light and also a movie that I really enjoy and I can watch whenever it's on, and that's The Waterboy.
Oh,
with,
yeah, baby.
Adam Sandler and Kathy Bates and Bobby Boucher. Also, always an enjoyable flick, and I believe that's 1990-2005, but I fill that out, so that is my first flex. All right, Yates.
All right, I'm going to stay with Adam Sandler. I'm going to go with Longest Yard 2005. That is an extremely funny movie. I laugh every time that Brucey says, "Why can't I be quarterback?" And then he throws, and he says, "That's why. Sit down, shut up." So I'm going to take Longest Yard here, and then I will fill out my 1990-2005 category. I'm going to go with a movie. Dan makes fun of me for it all the time. I was born in 94, so this movie represents my childhood. Space Jam, 1996.
That's cool, man. Good pick. Yates, all you're right. Having a good draft, man. Like, you Waterboy might get double-digit percent. I'm getting, I don't know, 60 or whatever, but you're going to finish in second, I think.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. Everybody's taking their own approach to this. So I'm going to fill out my 2006 to present because there really isn't much. I bet none of you guys has seen this movie, but I'm going to go with the movie Rush, which is about a Formula One rivalry race. It's a great movie. It's from 2013. I bet none of you have seen it, so I'm not going to have to go into it. But if you have seen it, I almost guarantee that you think it's an excellent movie. So Rush is going to round out my 2006 to the present. Now, Bobby, it's all yours, man, for that time period. We're all filled out. Tags even has two of them. So we leave it to you with all the great movies left from 2006 to the present.
I'm going to be streaming every single week at this position.
Maybe not, because I might take another one just to...
Is Tags going to screw him over?
Tags, if you do this, you are screwing yourself, man, because the movies that I've got picked, you're not even considering. Trust me.
Oh, you don't know that. Honestly, I don't know what you're choosing, because the movies there, most of them are bad. I know one that should have probably been picked already, but it's not for me. And I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to go and say that, I'm going to go with Rocky IV.
Good pick.
Rocky IV for one of my flex spots.
We've talked about it many times. Encapsulates all the great 80s type of stuff.
One of the best soundtracks ever, too.
Great soundtrack. Thunderlips, the ultimate male.
Mm-hmm.
Ends the Cold War with a boxing match.
Drea!
I mean, come on. The best movie. Good job, Tags.
All right, let's see here. I need a pre-1990 and a flex, and then I'll get to the other categories later. You already picked White Men Can't Jump. That was the next one on my list. I'm going to go with Varsity Blues. I don't think it's pre-1990, is it? It's close. Early
90s?
No,
it's not.
Pre-1990?
I'm just kidding, dorks.
No, what year was that from? I don't even have a year down for it.
99. It was Varsity Blues.
So it's another flex. So Bobby's stuck. He has to do a pre-1990 movie, which he's apparently never seen any of them, and 2006 to present, three of them.
I'm going to take my time and decide on the pre-1990s movie. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take Cars 3.
I called it. I was going to say, I know exactly what Bobby's going to pick, and I was going to say it's Cars. Cars in 2006. I knew he was going to take that.
Cars.
You're going to get murdered for it.
Yeah, you got hit hard
for
taking Cars in the franchise.
It is every bit a sports movie. What are you talking about?
I'm not debating that it's a sports movie. I'm saying that you are going to get destroyed.
That's fine. It's
Twitter.
A good movie. I'd rather watch that than any of the crap that's come out since 2006 in the sports realm.
Well, you've missed out on all the good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Who are you picking, Tags?
Anything, but just tell me what's on your list and I won't pick that.
This is your last pick, right, Tags? Is that right?
This is my last pick, yes, for the flex. Oh, boy.
For context here, Tags has one pick left. I still have four picks left.
Correct.
Stop whining,
Yates. This is ridiculous.
I helped you out. Honestly, I mean, I'm kind of at the point now where I probably should take this one. I'm going to go with The Wrestler in 2008.
Yeah. Wrestler was the one I considered over Rush. That was one of the few that were really left in 2006 to the present. So that's an excellent pick, Tags.
The Wrestler?
Yep.
Yes. Bobby, you've never heard of it, right?
No. No, definitely not.
Okay.
No,
sounds
definitely
right.
Not. Why would I hear of a movie?
All right. We're up to me. I'm going to take a movie. I'll be honest, guys. I think this movie is overrated, and I was surprised, a little surprised, given that we're a fantasy football podcast, that it has not been taken. But I'm going to take Any Given Sunday.
Debated.
It's not one of my favorite movies, but it's a football movie, and you know it has certain parts of it that speak to me. So I'll go with Any Given Sunday. I feel like our listeners probably really like that movie. So that's more of the movie that I'm playing to the crowd a little bit.
Couldn't decide between that and Varsity Blues for my last flex pick.
I mean, I'm a football guy, but Any Given Sunday to me, I it didn't have any rewatchability to me.
Yeah, I agree. Again, not one of those movies that when it's on, we really love.
I mean, I don't even have a pick anymore, and I would have told you guys The Replacements. I would have taken over Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I would not have taken that.
All right, I am going to go with Slapshot, 1977.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or pre-1990.
I just watched it last night because I was telling my dad I was doing this draft, right? And he's like, dude, you got to watch Slapshot. You haven't seen it. And I watched it expecting the worst. I enjoyed watching it. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I'm glad I saw it.
I thought
it's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah, it was pretty good. All right, and then now I just have my flexes left. I'm going to go Coach Carter, 2005.
Not bad.
That also is not a bad pick at all.
All right, Dan, it's back to you.
So I'm up for my last one. There's a clear choice for me right here. It's just a little tough because I already have one of the movies in the series, so I don't necessarily want to go there.
I'm curious which one you're going to pick, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, which one would you pick then, Tags, out of curiosity?
Rocky, you know Rocky 3.
Yeah, that's the obvious pick. What are the other ones under consideration?
Well, Rocky 2.
That is not under consideration. That's not even that. That's way down on the list. I am going to go with Rocky 3 in the end. Clubber Lang with Mr. T. Just the bizarre training scene with Apollo Creed. It's got really everything. Eye of the Tiger, great song. So I'll have two movies from the Rocky franchise, which probably isn't a surprise if anybody knows me. So that's my final pick and fills out my roster.
All right, I'm taking Cars 2. And it is back to me, and with this pick I will take let's see here.
Wait,
yeah, I'll take Cars 3.
Yeah.
Yep, I knew you're gonna
I'm gonna take Cars 2, Cars 1, Cars 2, Cars 3. I thought about The Blind Side. It really wasn't very good. I'd rather watch the Cars movies. I almost put in my favorite documentary of all time, The Battered Bastards of Baseball, but I know that only like 1% of the people listening have seen it. I love this documentary. I would recommend everybody go out. Just watch the trailer. The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
You
should
have taken Goon over the Cars movies. Goon was actually decent with Sean William Scott.
I thought about Jackie Moon with Semi-Pro.
You could have gone Rocky Balboa.
Could have. Didn't.
But you've never seen a Rocky movie?
No.
Invincible, Mark Wahlberg.
By the way, Bobby taking the entire Cars franchise as 2006 to present was 100% in his plans the entire time. The whole thing
yes,
about like,
was.
Oh, no, I missed it.
You know, I thought about the Harry Potter Goblet of Fire as well, but I didn't think that one would go as well.
What?
That was definitely a sports movie, man.
Okay, stop it now. Okay, Yates, I'm going to go ahead.
It's my pick. Get out of here.
No,
it's my pick.
We should skip over Bobby just because of how dumb he sounds.
I have a pre-1990 spot left, and I knew that this one would be there in the last round. Dan, you talk about movies that when they come on TV, you watch them every time.
Yep.
I would never – I don't own this movie, but I've watched it probably, I don't know, 15 times. Bloodsport, baby.
Oh,
let's
damn.
Go.
That's actually, I didn't put that in my list, but that's.
Me neither.
Dude, I watched
it. Great movie.
I'm not kidding. Right now, if you're listening, it's on Netflix right now. I watched it the other night.
I'm watching it tonight.
Dukes.
Frank Dukes. Yeah. Come on. Dukes, my man. Very good pick.
On the opposite, Bobby. Though, the soundtrack to that is absolutely terrible.
My dad's going to be so proud of me for picking this. We always watch it together, man.
Bloodsport's
that's true.
Awesome.
It is a sneakily terrible soundtrack. Well done, Tags. That's a really good thing to play.
I like
out.
Kickboxer better, though.
No, it's fair, but no, I'm all in on Blood. Very well done, Bobby. Really, it changes my entire. Well, you do have three cards, so forget about it. Forget about it. Take that back. Still a terrible draft, but that's fine. All right, Yates, you're in for the last two.
Finishing it out
strong.
All right, I'm gonna go Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah,
and
baby.
And then I will go with Chariots of Fire
to finish
it out.
Ooh, classic. I like it. By the way, out of curiosity, nobody picked Jerry Maguire. Is it because people don't think it's a good movie or
good.
People don't think it's a sports
it's
movie?
Not
just not good?
Yeah, it's not all good. Right.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, it came out before you were born.
I was surprised that nobody took like Blue Chips.
I mean, Blue Chips is terrible. Yeah, like I watch it when it's on.
I loved it. I loved it because it had Penny Hardaway in it. Like I loved Penny growing up. Like him and Alonzo Mourning were like my two favorites, outside of Jordan, obviously.
Yeah, there are a lot of good movies still left. This was
Cinderella
difficult.
Man.
Cinderella yeah. Man was definitely on my list.
Tin Cup was there
for sure. Tin Cup was high on my list. Absolutely right. I mean,
I really liked The Replacements growing up. That was one of my favorite movies when I was like a teenager.
That I told Dan I'd take that over Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. Mystery Alaska is one that I know a lot of people haven't seen, but it's one of the best sports movies I've ever seen. That's why I didn't draft it, is because a lot of people haven't seen it.
I'm definitely
awesome.
Disappointed that Little Giants is not on my team.
No.
That is one of
I actually would have taken Little Giants over The Wrestler if I'd remembered, or Bloodsport. Like, that's, wow.
Little Giants, yeah.
Little
it
Giants,
was on my
how
list
did
I
overlooked that? Damn it.
I kept looking at it, and I was like, I really should take this right now, but I was like, oh, I'll take it with my last round pick. And then Rocky III just lasted, fell too far. But that is a great movie, and I wish we had one more round. And
have you guys ever seen Finding Forrester? Does that qualify as a sports movie? That's my number one all-time favorite
movie of
any genre.
I don't know if I've ever seen
it.
No, it does not qualify as a sports
I didn't think
movie.
So. That's why I didn't pick it, but man, it's awesome. It's about a basketball player, man.
It's not like Gladiator or, you know, Cars 1, 2,
obviously.
You guys ever
movie.
See Pistol?
No.
Oh, Pistol Pete?
The movie about Pistol Pete, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have
yeah,
seen that.
That's
yeah,
a
that's
great
good.
Movie.
I like that when I was younger, yeah, too.
That.
Yates, what else did you all consider drafting, man?
My board was really drying up pretty quick. I had The Rookie with Dennis Quaid on my
sure,
board.
Sure.
I had Mighty Ducks 2, of course. I did have The Blind Side on, but that was because I didn't know how quickly these, these 2006 to present movies were going to fly off the board. So, but... Yeah, otherwise, that was pretty much it. I was kind of scrambling towards the end. But Angels in the Outfield and Chariots of Fire last into the last picks were pretty good.
Yeah, the classics weren't getting enough love on this one. I mean, The Natural, also a great movie that just kind of... Eight Men Out. I really wanted to take Over the Top, the Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Oh,
and I
no.
confirmed that arm wrestling is a sport. I confirmed it beforehand. I was definitely under consideration for a while, but you know, in the end it's hard. There are a lot of, you know, good movies that are still left. Even now, we could probably go another four or five rounds at this point, not with 2006 to the present.
Right. Do we want to read through final rosters?
Absolutely.
Or
Tags, why don't you go first?
Yeah, it's the winning roster, so why not? So starting from 1990, pre-1990, Caddyshack, Major League, Bad News Bears. 1991 to 2005, Happy Gilmore, Million Dollar Baby, and Dodgeball. 2006 to present, Creed, Talladega Nights, Ford vs. Ferrari, and my flex, Creed 2, Rocky 4, and The Wrestler. I mean, guys... What did you?
It's a strong roster. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a very strong.
I'm not gonna
I
lie.
I think it's last place, man. I think you're getting fourth place. I think you're getting 6-7% of the vote.
So yeah, go through your rosters and we'll each take our vote on last place.
Dan, you're next.
Okay. For pre-1990, I've got Rocky, Raging Bull, and Bull Durham. Ooh, two movies with the word bull in it. Nice way to be symmetrical there. For 1990 to 2005, I've got Rudy, White Men Can't Jump, and A League of Their Own. For 2006 to the present, I've got Moneyball, The Fighter, and Rush. And for my three flexes, I've got The Waterboy, Any Given Sunday, and Rocky III.
Twice as good as Tags, but still third place. Yates, you're definitely second place. Read off that second place roster, baby.
Karate Kid, the original, Field of Dreams, and Slapshot for pre-1990. And then 90 to 2005, Miracle, Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, and Space Jam. And then 2006 to present, I have 42, Draft Day, and Invictus. And then in my flex, Coach Carter, Angels in the Outfield, and Chariots of Fire.
It's a good team, man. It's a good team. I can't believe that you and I ended up first and second, even though we got screwed with the picks and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the winning team. Hoosiers, The Longest Yard, Bloodsport, Remember the Titans, The Sandlot, Friday Night Lights, Cars 1, Cars 2, Cars 3, Gladiator, Mighty Ducks, and Varsity Blues.
I mean, okay. Bobby, I will say your roster is if you didn't go with Cars 1, 2, and 3, your roster actually would have been pretty good.
Yep. I think it would have been propped up with Remember the Titans and Hoosiers.
The Sandlot,
but
too.
After that, man. Sandlot, yeah, of course.
That's part of this whole strategy is that Bobby got to take those picks because he completely ignored 2006 to the present while we were
he took a tablespoon of sriracha.
Let me just ask the people listening at home, because you guys are going to be voting. Would you rather watch Cars 1? Or Rush? Would you guys rather be watching Cars 2 or Invictus?
Ford versus Ferrari?
Would you guys rather be watching Cars 3 or Ford versus Ferrari? The answer to each of those is the Cars movies.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
All right, I think Bobby, it's going to be interesting with Bobby to see whether or not he comes in last because of Cars 1, 2,
he
3.
He should because of that.
Gladiator.
All right,
but
hey,
he has
here.
Such a strong, remember the Titans, yep. You know.
Hoosiers, The Longest Yard, Sandlot, yeah. Gladiator, what a great pick.
Over under, Bobby finishing above 10.5% in the votes. Over or under.
because it's so strong around Cars, I think he might get over that. But that
I'm going to go with 12 over it and he'll have 12.
This is almost like ignoring your, like they were playing Superflex and he ignored it and he took three like rookie quarterbacks.
You know, the thing is though, remember with the franchise draft, with the television show draft, and Bobby was like, ha ha, red zone. If you hate my roster, you hate football. Yep. And everybody was like, well, we love football, but we hate your roster. And so we got 10%. Yeah. And I think this is what it's going to be. It's Bobby always trying to game the system, trying to get around it by being like, these are sports movies. They're amazing. Look at this. And I think our listeners and our readers are going to see right through it.
Yep. We'll see. You know what I think? I think they're going to see the top of my draft and they're going to be like, what? How did he get four of the top five movies?
All right, guys. All you need to know to vote on this, is go follow us all on Twitter, okay? I'm at Mike Tagliere, at Dan Harris 80, at Kyle Y NFL, and at Bobby Fantasy Pro. We're all and at Fantasy Pros as well, the main account, because we're going to tweet out a poll, and we want you guys to vote on it, okay?
Absolutely.
So go and vote on it. Tell Bobby he sucks.
No.
And let's just get on to the next draft. Can we do that?
Come on, guys. Guys, that's all for today's show. This was a lot of fun. For Kyle Yates, Dan Harris, and Mike Tagliere, I'm Bobby Sylvester. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your sports movies. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool full of your love. But I don't even know how the chemistry works when your rules are kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand, and stirring up trouble.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.